Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim and Taos in the Brewers Clubhouse with the Brewers right-hander Chase Anderson. Chase, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
More important, how you are. You have been a stabilizer. That's gotta feel good for you.
Well, you know, since I've been here as a Brewer, my goal is just to, you know, make an impact and a positive value to the team, you know what I mean? There's going to be bad days out there. You're not going to pitch like you want to. But more than that, if you control what you control between your starts, your routine, all that kind of stuff, preparation is a big thing for me. Then more times than not, you're going to have good results on that fifth day. So my goal is just to do my thing and try to give our team a chance to win.
Yeah, I looked at just the other day, I was looking through my notes, and I wrote some notes about the breaking camp 25, man, and it had you in the bullpen.
Right.
Boy, how things change.
Yeah, you never know. My goal is just to embrace that role, because I know if I go into that role and not being wholeheartedly into it, if I'm like kind of like, oh, I wish I was starting, kind of thinking negatively, I'm not gonna add value in that role. I'm not gonna pitch right. I'm not gonna do my thing. So I want to embrace that role, be a part of the bullpen, and you know, a month into the season, I get back in the rotation, which, you know, totally out of my control. So my goal is just, like I said, take whatever I'm handed and make the best of it. That's regardless of what that may be.
Yeah. You've always been incredibly honest with us, Chase, and I think that's like really, really a cool thing for pro athletes to do. And like you said, you know, you want to be a starter, you want to help the team, but at some point it comes down to 25 guys looking at each other and being able to win together.
Correct. I mean, and that's the goal. I mean, you see what we did last year. We were one game away from getting the World Series, and I wasn't on any of the postseason rosters, so that was a little bit of fuel going into the offseason to not let that happen again. And that's my goal this year. I want to pitch in the postseason. I want to help lead this team to, you know, the first World Series ever in Milwaukee history.
Can they, with what you've seen so far, can you, with what you've seen so far, do that, take that next step?
I think so. I think with my breaking ball finally getting there, I changed the grip again this season. So that's kind of my fourth pitch. If I can get that pitch going and having four weapons to throw to righties and lefties, that's going to give me a good chance to pitch deeper into games and to, you know, take that next step, as you said.
You mentioned pitching deeper into games. How many times, and again, I'm not digging for dirt, Chase. You
yeah.
know that.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen counts coming out there and you're like, man, dude, I've only given up a run.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes, if I'm honest with you. But, I mean, that's why he's the manager and I'm the pitcher, you know. He makes the decision. I do my best to just go with it because, I mean, I don't want to ever create a negative vibe on the decision he's making because he's making the best decision for the team, right? And my goal is to pitch until they take the ball out of my hand. That's always been my mentality. And if it's 5 2/3, if it's hopefully 6 innings, 7 innings, that's great. But I think if you look at the numbers and, you know, you look at our bullpen, and, you know, you want to try to shorten the game as much as you can. So I just pitch until the ball's taken out of my hand. And, you know, Council does a great job what he does.
5 2/3, Billy.
Well, and you're never throwing it over the center field wall, which we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We do appreciate that. Chase, at this sense, what do you make of this division? And
oh
this
God.
Whole year has just been such a struggle for everybody, but
yeah.
It's just everybody beating up on each other.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, look at, we're half a game and a half back, and the Cardinals are up behind us, and Cincinnati's surging, so.
Mm-hmm. And making moves, too,
and making
trying to get better.
You know, I mean, we got a month and a half left of the regular season, give or take. It's going to be a dogfight because I know we play the Reds a couple more times. I know we play the Cubs 4 more times. We play the Cardinals a lot more times, I think 4 or 5 more times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be continuing to beat up on each other. And our goal is to hopefully come out with series wins on all those division rivals and, you know, look up and hopefully win this division again.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who you're beating. But I got to say, on the postgame show after the Cubs series, I had said rock bottom. And it really was. It had to hurt.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, the Cubs are a good team. I mean, and we're a good team, too. And they know what happened last year when we won 163 on their field. And they can still, I feel like they still feel that sting when we beat them, or, you know, and they feel good when they beat us. So I think for us and the Cubs and the Cardinals to battle out down the stretch here is going to be a lot of fun for the fans. And we're looking forward to it.
And that was a lot of fun for the fans. I'll tell you that much personally. That was a lot of fun. But when you look at that team, and Tim's right, that was a low point. But you guys bounced back right away. The resiliency of the group seems, I mean, sky high, obviously, after what last season was. But just build off of it.
Yeah, I think to have that resiliency, you had to have a good mixture of guys in the clubhouse. You got to have a guy like a Moustakas, a Kane, a Bronny. Guys with a lot of experience, Albers and the pitching staff, and I would say I'm getting toward that veteran state of almost 6 years here. Carry themselves after you lose three close games, and we go into Pittsburgh and shoot, we swept the Pirates, and yeah, the mixture of young guys, older guys in this clubhouse, it feels like a family like we've had since I've been here, and I think that helps out when you go through those struggles and ups and downs in the season this year. I mean, you look at us early on, we thought we were just going to kind of steamroll and get into be 10 games up in first place the whole season, and you know, some injuries, some lack of underperforming and all that kind of stuff, and up and down year for I think everybody in our division has made it a dogfight down the stretch, which is, you know, it's a good thing for the fans for sure, and we're hoping to come out on top.
Final thing for you, Chase, you mentioned a couple of F words in there, fuel and family. You're fueled a little bit to get into the postseason, and I completely get that. But you told us in spring training you're also fueled because of the family. You got more mouths to feed.
Yeah, I mean, once you have a kid, then you have another kid. So, okay, I got to take care of these kids for at least 18 years. And you want to have some sort of income coming in to take care of those kids. And my goal is to be the best husband I can be when I'm with my wife and with my kids, to be the best dad for them. And then when I come to the field, just to be the best competitor and best teammate I can be. So, yeah, I think all those things go hand in hand. And, you know, if you pitch well and you do your thing, you take care of home when you're at home and the field when you're at field. The money's just a byproduct of that. My dad always said, you know, money's just a byproduct of hard work. You work hard, you earn your keep, and, you know, you get your fair share. So my goal is to continue to look at it that way.
And it's crazy how lucky, hardworking people are, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be in the position that I'm in right now, I mean, you look around my whole life, and there's a lot of people that said I couldn't get to this point in professional baseball, especially when I was younger and the smallest kid on the field. And like, this kid ain't going to make it past high school. Mm-hmm. And then I just used that, and my dad always told me, he goes, you know, no matter what people say to you, you got the heart of a lion, you keep going forward and you keep chasing your dreams and don't let nobody stop you. And you had to rip the jersey off of me, and I just have that same mentality to today. And, you know, thankful that I had a father like that to push me in those, you know, at those times to overcome some of that adversity at a young age. Because when you get discouraged more when you're a kid than you do as you get older, because you learn how to handle that criticism a little bit better as you get older. You get a little bit thicker skin. But yeah. Growing up in Texas in a small town, my dad, he worked 60 hours a week at a fiberglass plant. We had a landscape company that had 75 lawns, and we held firewood in the wintertime. So we were working year-round, three jobs. I didn't have time for girls. Baseball and work, that's all it was. So I guarantee.
Well, he's watching from upstairs.
He's watching from upstairs for sure, and I guarantee that's the reason why I'm here. It's because I put those things to the back burner and focus on my career, my goal at hand, and I obtained it, and I continue to hopefully can get have a long career.
Well, speaking of long careers, Billy, I think we broke the news. He's going to sign another long-term deal here, right?
Hey. I'd love to be the general manager and be able to just ink everybody. Like,
yeah, right.
That's part is, like, I would be the worst because I'd be like, you know what, Chase, let me get you something. Let me work something out here.
Step in here.
Let's figure this out.
I mean, the front office staff and people here have done a great job putting a team together, you know, with what we have. So my goal is to hopefully – I have two options on my contract. My goal is to be here for the next 2 years, and, you know, that's up to them. And, you know, I love it here. It's our second home pretty much, and – you know, if I continue to pitch well, we'll see what happens. But I'm not trying to worry about that right now. I'm trying to worry about getting in the postseason and being the best I can for this team right now.
You worry about that. I'll go make the calls.
Sounds good.
Don't worry about it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We got you. Thanks.
Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.